We're here at the 2014 Farm Progress Show in the BASF Media Tent. With me is Nick Fassler, who is Product Manager, Diversified Herbicides and Nutrient Management. And Nick, we're going to talk to you a little bit about Lemus Urease Inhibitor. Now, this is a new nutrient management product from BASF Crop Protection. So tell us, what is Lemus?
Well, BASF's been talking about functional crop care for the last several years, and nutrient management was one core pillar within that group of new innovations we were going to bring to the marketplace. And Lemus is our first entry for the U.S. market. So what Lemus is it helps growers really tailor and adjust their nutrient management system and utilize urea-containing fertilizers, and Lemus will provide protection from volatilization. So it keeps that in the urea form, can be incorporated in the soil, so it's not susceptible to being converted to ammonia gas and lost from the field.
Well, how does it work then?
So what Lemus targets is an enzyme that's present in the soil. So urease is this enzyme. It comes from bacteria but also from plant tissue. And that enzyme targets urea, breaks it down into these two gases, ammonia and carbon dioxide, where it's volatilized off the field. So what Lemus does is it's unique in that it contains two active ingredients. And both these active ingredients target that and occupy that enzyme site so it can't reach out and break down urea. So really occupying it for a period of time, good protection, upwards of 21 days, and allowing growers a period of time to get that nutrient, that nitrogen, into that soil profile so it can be optimized for plant uptake and development.
Well, so specifically, what are the benefits here for growers?
Very much a multi-tiered benefit. So one, it's risk management. So you're protecting that nitrogen application. In university trials and closed systems, we can measure up to 40% nitrogen loss without protection. So that's very detrimental. But then you also have the environmental aspects. So growers realize the importance of keeping nitrogen where you apply it. It is a leaky system. So tailoring that application timing to be optimized for uptake and development is very important. And then finally, it's looking at that overall approach of driving yields. I mean, we know yields are probably going to have to pay the bills in the future. Things are a little bit tighter here, so nitrogen's one of those core nutrients. Without enough of it, you really recognize that, and you know you left a yield in the field.
So, Nick, we've talked several times over the years, but you're as product manager of Diversified Herbicides and Nutrient Management. Is this a new role for you at BASF?
Just as recently as April, I transitioned into product management. So in the past, I've done technical services, fungicide product development, and even a stint in sustainability. So looking at getting back to the U.S. crop business and bringing new tools and new solutions to growers that they can target and put in their toolboxes to help them make them better producers.
Well, here at the Farm Progress Show here in the BASF Media Tent, you've already done several interviews, and this is a good opportunity for BASF to be able to reach out to the media, who then pass that on to growers, right?
It's an excellent opportunity to interact with the media and then really help talk and carry our message on Lemus and those tools that are available for growers to plan and make decisions for 2015, because we'll be here in the field real soon, and that's when we'll switch gears to thinking about next season.
Thanks very much. Nick Fassler with BASF here at the BASF Media Tent at Farm Progress Show. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.